Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, welcome everybody. So, do you look at photos and think, my body looks more like then than now? Or, like, have you created your body for a different century? I'm pretty sure I have. So this is what we're exploring today. So welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach with a cat on our desk. So if you see something furry, it's the cat. But I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach and an intuitive empowerment coach and basically your biggest fan. Whether you join me in a class or a private chit chat, which is a session, I will help you discover what are the underlying points of view and beliefs you have stopping you from creating the life and the body that you desire. All right, so today on the Exploration of Wonder, we are talking about one of my favorite things to talk about is, have you created your body for a different century? Because let me first introduce you to a concept that I call cultural body image. Excuse the cat. We all know. Anybody with animals or kids know that they're really in charge. All right, so let me first introduce you to a concept I call cultural body image. All right. I'm a student of history. I'm a student of bodies. And bodies have been so different throughout the centuries. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, look at it. And I'm not just talking about evolution. I have an archaeology degree too, so I'm not just talking about evolution. But I'm talking about how different we looked throughout the centuries. And it's not just like, oh, people were shorter back then. Like, I've done a lot of history tours and the tables were lower and people thought, oh, what did, like, is this a fake one? And they're like, no, it's real. It's just people were shorter. So I'm not just talking that, but really look at how people used to look. And what I'm talking about is culture. Okay, and culture being, I got the definition of it, cultivation through education, systematic improvement, and refinement of the mind. So basically, culture is what's popular in the day, what the masses are saying and agreeing to, okay? And how we create and present our bodies are so different throughout the centuries. Look at that. Truly look at it. Take a journey through history with me for a little bit, okay? Because usually what our bodies look like, and it's more than dress, it's more than makeup and wigs, it is our bodies physically changed, okay? So it, you know, it's always about what was popular in vogue or fashion. And look at it, so in the Renaissance, there was plumpness, right? Like you see all those paintings and those statues, right? There was a plumpness, a roundness to you. And if it was a picture, they usually had very pale skin. And there was a reason why. Because if you were plump and pale, it meant that you had money, that you could eat, and that you could, that you were inside, right? And at the same time, what's interesting is if you were thin and tan, it meant you were poor and worked in the fields because you were outside in the sun all the time, right? That's why you were tan. And you had no money to eat, and that's why you were so thin. Okay. And then, I mean, I could go through each century and I've done plenty of videos on that if you want to check out my YouTube or socials anywhere. But, and then also it's like in the Victorian corsets. Don't we all just love corsets? No. But the very small, abnormally small, like ruin your ribs waist was in. And then an extreme hourglass figure was in, right? And then in the 20s, like 1920s, I skipped a few eras, but in the 1920s, there was slim boyish figures, right? And the golden age of Hollywood was curvy, voluptuous, plump. And if that was just the women and men, I mean, the men's change all the time too. They were, at one point in time, they wore more makeup and wigs than we did. You know, like during some of those corseted areas, they were wearing wigs and makeup. We didn't wear that much. And they all had those, like, drawing on those, not warts. What's it called? Beauty marks, right? They called them beauty marks. So they used to blot, like dry on freckles and that kind of stuff, okay? So my point is, some of it was fashion. But if you really look at the basis of the body, it shifted, it changed. When boyish thin frames were in for women, how many people had boyish thin frames? Almost everybody. And then when it was more the plump, voluptuous, how many people had bodies like that? A lot of them. So I started looking at this, like I said, study of bodies, study of history combined, I love it all. So I really started looking at this and I'm like, what's going on with this? Why is the bodies also changing and not just the aesthetics of what we do to it, like how we dress it, what we put on it, primp it, pin it, pierce it, all that kind of stuff. It's like, what's actually going on? Because the ideals were created. Somebody somewhere went, you know what really looks good is for women to have no breasts, just thin, boyish frames. And yeah, that's what looks good right now. Okay. So these ideals were created somewhere, somehow. Excuse me. And then they projected it. And then they said it was correct. This is how we're all supposed to look. And basically, people went, okay, there's this moment where society itself went, okay, that's what we should look like this century, this decade. And then we did. Then we started looking at that, looking like that. Sadly, most of us have a desire to belong, which is where a lot of this comes from. It's like, oh, well, those popular people did this, then looks like this, and so this is what we're supposed to look like. So, a couple of questions here with this. One, how is it that how many people look so similar each time? Was it a coincidence they were all just born at the right time? No. And what about the people who look different? Was it just a bad century, bad luck that they were born into that century at that time with a body that couldn't fit into that? Mm-mm. That's not true either. So what's the secret ingredient of all of this? For me, the secret ingredient is body communication. I have a whole show on that, but basically, we communicate with our bodies all the time. Our bodies have this amazing consciousness of its own, and we co-create our reality and our physical body. We co-create it with the consciousness of our body. Our body will give us everything we ask for. So first, we have to be aware of what we're asking for, but then we also have to acknowledge that as we're asking for our bodies, as we are asking it to fit into these times, centuries, whatever it is, it's like, oh, that's what's popular right now, boyish and no boobs. So let's create boyish and no boobs. And your body can go, okay. How else do you explain an entire mass percentage of population having the exact physical type of body? Yeah. And how many other like stereotypes do you have out there of like, this is what this culture is supposed to look like. This is what this culture is supposed to look like. And it just goes on and on and on. To me, how much of that begins and ends and starts with body communication is a lot of it. I mean, yeah, we're going to look at the energy of like wanting to fit in and that kind of stuff, but you really have to acknowledge that you have this amazing body communication. Okay. And so I know that when we have bought into the way culture, society says our bodies should look, even before mass media, we had art, we had statues, we had the royal class, we had people who were supposed to be looking at and comparing and all of that kind of stuff, the mass opinion. I know that when we buy into that, when we go, oh, that's how I'm supposed to look, okay. Then what do? We start going, okay, body, we need to look that way. Because, so, I mean, you know, and I've gone into other shows about, like, we want to belong and we want to look like each other and have fit in so we don't get rejected, so we can actually have survival. I talk about that a lot on other shows. But just like, you know, we do this for basic survival. It's an instinct of wanting to belong. Excuse me. And so when we buy into this, we go, okay, body, this is what we need to look like to survive, to fit in. And our body goes, okay. It starts rearranging those molecules. And it can start in the childhood. It can start in adulthood. But we need to start realizing that we do that. We do have that ability to look at our body, work with our body, look around and go, okay, so I need to be a little plump and I need to be a little pale, or I need to be very stick thin. I need to be all this kind of stuff. Because I will tell you right now, you've noticed I've not said anything about food. I mean, I said about eating, because in the Renaissance, they talked about that if you were plump, that it meant you had more food you could eat. But here's the thing. I will tell you guys right now that the way people ate in the past wasn't necessarily the reason they were plump. Okay. We like to blame everything on food right now. And I'll do a whole show on food, because I like food. We've made it the villain and hero of the creation of our bodies. And so what if it wasn't that these people were plump because they ate so much, right? We have this moment of time's point of view in reality, and that they must have just gorged themselves to get that extra weight. But what if it was just, no, I need to have extra weight to look rich, to look like I have money, to look like I am royal, to look like I am superior to other people. They're like, oh no, I need this extra weight to look like this. Which came first? Overeating? Because trust me, they didn't overeat. They don't eat the way we did. We do. Past tense. They didn't eat the way we do now. And so we're trying to put now concept onto then, but it was different. So which came first? The point of view that they needed their body to look plump, or that they were overeating? They weren't overeating. They just needed their body to look plump. Body communication. Okay. This is where we get into that place of body communication. Okay. Your body will give you what you ask for. So what are you asking it for? Okay. So we're actually going to take our first break here. And when we come back, I'm going to talk more about body communication. Absolutely. Because that's at the core of all of this. But then we're also going to get into those places of, like, then why do we look different sometimes? Right? Because it's not like everybody's a cookie cutter out there. It's not 100%. Everybody looks exactly the same every century or every decade. So there are people who look different, who are creating their body not in the cultural way. So what's the difference? And are you one of them? Okay. So when we come back, we're going to get into that. But I first wanted to introduce that concept of culture body image, and about how we absolutely can buy into what culture society says our body should look like. And our body is magic. You are magic. And we will and can create a body, physical body, to fit into whatever that time and century and that decade is at that moment. Okay. So please look at that during the break, because our bodies are magical. Then they're not as solid as we think they are. We always try to make them solid, and they are so not. All right. So stay tuned. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And if you have an idea or a concept, something you are wondering about, something you're curious about, I guarantee I'm curious about it too. So please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com and we can explore it on the show together. All right. Thanks, everybody. We are on Inspire Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. I am so grateful you are here. And as a reminder, you're probably listening to this as a replay. Most people do. But if you feel like it, you can always join me live, because I do record this live and publicly Mondays at 2 Mountain, 4 Eastern, and I don't know what all the other time zones are, but you can come into the chat room and chat with me, make comments, questions, and all of that kind of stuff. So please do consider it if you're available Mondays at 2 Mountain, 4 Eastern to come and join me live. So, Exploration of Wonder, today we're talking about what century did you create your body for? Okay, so first segment, I introduced the concept of body image culture, or cultural body image. Basically that, like, if our culture tells us this is what we're supposed to look like, we create that. We can physically change and adapt our bodies so that we look acceptable to this the reality that we're living in, the time, the century, the fashion, the actual physicalness that culture and the popular kids have told us we're supposed to look like. Okay, so what if we look different? What if we don't fit into that? What if we're supposed to be plump and we're very thin? What if we're supposed to be very thin and we're very plump? What if we're supposed to be tall and we're short? What if you're short and you're supposed to be short and you're very tall? I don't know. What if you're, you know, supposed to be get into this concept of, like, well, what century have you created your body for? Okay, so, you know, for me, I've been facilitating and teaching body classes for 18 years now. Holy crap. And this is always a fun question that to bring up in these body things, is because I'm like, so what century have you created your body for? And it's amazing the answers that people come up with. And people always ask me, they're like, well, what have you? I'm like, basically, I usually have my idea. Lump with curves, like, I like my curves. So it's like, why do we do that? Well, there's a number of reasons. One, we could just be resistant little fart heads. We don't want to fit in, right? And there's other things, like, hey, if you believe in past lives, and by the way, every time I talk about past lives, I always like to quote my friend who said, I don't believe in past lives, and I didn't last time either. Okay. Just a little fun there. So, but, you know, if you do believe in past lives, maybe there was a lifetime you really liked, and so you try to recreate your body to fit in to that. And I've seen a lot of people do that, right? Or they were royalty then, and they're trying to recreate it, or they were rich, or maybe you just had a body that people were attracted to, and you really liked it, you really enjoyed. And so maybe you've created your body for then. Is this a wrongness? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is not a show to where it's like, oh, if you created your body for the wrong century, here's how to create your body for the proper century that you're in now. That's all about judgment. My shows, my classes, anything is never about judgment, my friends. Never, never, never. If anything I ever say gets you to think that you're should judge yourself, let's have a conversation, because that's not what it's about at all. Okay, so this is not, I'm going to tell you how to have the right body for your century, for your decade, the times that you're living in. It's to get you into adoring your body. And even if you are creating your body for another century, valuing it and enjoying it now. Who says you have to shift and change it ever? Because you don't. Okay. So you just want to start looking at, you want to start looking at a lot of things. Okay. But a few more things about, like, why do our bodies look different? One of the things is I really want to look at is if we're just being resistant. Okay. Again, this is not to get you to fit in. Dear heavens, please don't fit in. Be you. Have a good time. But how many of us are creating our bodies as a resistance? And, you know, like in the 60s, they burned their bras. And now we're creating our bodies different. I am not going to fit in, right? Especially, and body image is one of my favorite things to talk about. I have a dynamic class on body image. You can go to my website, danielle.com, and go to the shop and check it out. It's amazing. It's called Shattering the Lie of Body Image, because body image is a lie. Okay. In general, body image is a lie. That's all I'm going to say about that for now. Okay. But right now we are in this growth of love your body as it is. Don't worry about it fitting in. And I am so excited to be a part of this. I'm so excited to be a contribution to that. And I can't wait to see where we go with this. But right now, a lot of people are creating their bodies in that body image thing from a resistance or an anger. I love my body this way. And if you don't, you're wrong. And that's not actually genuine creating your body. That's still creating it from a resistance, which is the key that I'm trying to get to, is like, how many of us are creating our bodies as a resistance or a proverbial middle finger flipping off society? But here's the thing. When you do that, you still don't have choice. If you are creating your body from resistance, a reaction, the flipping this middle bird to society, you're doing it from no choice. You're doing it from a total reaction. And then you don't have a happy body. You don't have a happy communion with your body. You have an antagonistic one. Okay. So I'm going to share some tips and clarifications here. But what I'm going to invite you to really start looking at is, what would be fun for your body to look like? What would be fun for you and your body to create your body as? Regardless, outside of century, regardless and outside of society or what's popular, what would be fun for you? Like, and there is this one woman, it's so interesting. So many examples. Like, there is a show called The Expanse, which, if you like sci-fi and you haven't watched the series Expanse, watch it after the show. But watch it. It's amazing. I love this show. Anyways, in the second season, this character gets introduced. Her name's Bobby. And she is badass, right? And I think she's from New Zealand. Not in show, but in life. In the show, she's from Mars. So there you go. But she's a fighter. She's a fierce warrior. And she's tall, and she's a little bit thicker, simply because she is muscled, and not like overly muscled, but like strength. She has this strength in her body that's just amazing. She's incredibly fit. And what was interesting is, even in the show, they address this, because there was this whole situation, and this one blonde lady looked at her and went, oh, what, blah, 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 you're just going to say what the big girl says to do? And she just went, whoa. So even then they were addressing that, like, she had created her body different, even though she was, you could tell she was enjoying her body and it was very fit and healthy and it was strong. But they called her the big girl because she wasn't fitting into the small petite at that time, what was society was asking for. I'd love to say at that time, but it's like still they're looking for small and petite, right? And so it's interesting. So she, you could tell she was creating her body from the fun and joy of it, even if it wasn't fitting in. And I love that they called it out in the show. And her reaction was great. She's like, I'm going to let that go because I get we're in a stressful situation. I love that. She's just like, next, moving on. Okay. So, but really start looking at this. There's many sides, but the two sides I'm really talking about is the place where we're creating our body to fit into that culture, that society, or creating our body to resist that culture or society. Neither one gives you choice. Neither one gives you happiness or communion or a nurturing future. Because some can give you a different future, but what would be just a nurturing future that is good for you and for everybody in the world, in the universe? Okay, because our bodies are awesome. Our bodies are here to help us be aware of this time, this place, this amazing earth that we have chosen to be present with. Okay, our bodies are here for that. And yet we often treat them as the problem, as the thing that slows us down. Well, you know what? Our bodies are actually our best creation partner. And it starts with how we're co-creating our body itself. Okay. In that body communication. And one more thing, your body listens to the energy. So while I might say, hey, have a conversation with your body, I'm also talking about what you're saying to it energetically. All right. And I have done a show in the past about the words and what you speak, like what energies does the words you speak invoke? That's not the title, but it's something like that. And it goes all into your body listens to energy and about being aware of the energy of the words. And that when you think, it's an energy of that word as well. So it's not just about what you're saying verbally, because a lot of us will say things verbally that is different from the energy of what we're saying. And so it's really also getting clear about our body listens to the energy, our universe, the universe listens to the energy. So you need to get clear of like what you're saying verbally to yourself or thinking matches the energy that you're also projecting. Because I know a lot of people, especially in the creation of their bodies, will do things like, oh, I'd like to lose weight. But then energetically, they're saying, please don't lose weight because blah, 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 blah. To fit in, to not attract attention, to appear rich, apparently, in the Renaissance. But there's a number of things. And so it's like we need to really look at not only the words that we're saying and communicating to our body, but really, truly, the energy that we're verbally and saying to our body. All right. So we're going to go to our next commercial break here soon. And when we come back, I'm going to start giving you some tips for clarity. Because, hopefully you're beginning to see where you've created your body from. Are you creating it to fit in? Are you creating it intentionally to not fit in? And neither one gives you a choice. Are you resisting? Are you fitting in? All right. It's a sensory thing, but it's not just the personalities. It's not just the clothes. It's also how we can manipulate the very structure of our bodies to fit in or resist what the society at the time is saying. Okay. And that's the place that I get a lot of people don't talk about this because they say like, oh, don't change your clothes for other people. Don't change your personality for other people. Well, you know what? Don't change the physical structure of your body either for other people. What and how would you and your body like to create your body for fun and nurturing future and life? All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk about, like I said, tips for clarification and what you're supposed to do and all of that kind of fun stuff. Or not supposed to do. Do whatever you want, but suggestions, right? All right, my friends, you are listening to the Exploration of Wonder on Inspire Choices Network. And while I'm here with you, if you are enjoying this show, please do look us up, look me up on your favorite podcast like iTunes and just look up The Exploration of Wonder. And please consider giving me a 5-star review and maybe leaving a little message, testimonial or something that you might have gotten, or even a question. These seem like little actions, but they make huge impact for a growing show like mine to be able to find and reach out to those people who are requiring this information. So thank you in advance. I'm very grateful for that. All right. I am your host, Danielle, and your fellow explorer. And we are watching. We are words. It's a good thing I don't talk for a living. Just kidding. All right. You are listening or watching to The Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Exploration of Wonder. And trust me, every show is always an adventure for me as well. If you're watching the video replay, you'll see that during the commercial, I hit my desk and there was like a faux earthquake. It's hilarious. Camera shook. We're okay. It's not a real earthquake. All right, my friends, so today we're exploring the concept of what century did you create your body in for? Sorry, what century did you create your body for? And how it's time to really acknowledge that we have this amazing communication with our body and that we can actually manipulate the physical structure of our body to fit into what that society and cultural's edicts are of what our bodies are supposed to look like. And that to realize, are we doing it to fit in? Are we doing it to resist? Or we have no idea what we're doing. Okay. So I have some tips for you. But first, I'm going to assume that you've acknowledged you have a communication with your body. If you're wondering about communication with your body, I have lots of shows already on the network here that you can listen to, or I have lots of classes. I have a class coming up more towards the end of August that you'll have more information about that, about like it's a body weekend class. It'll be a lot of fun. Anyways, more information on that. So I'm just going to assume you've done that. Congratulations. You know, you communicate with your body energetically and you know that you have a co-creation. All right, good. Here we go. So one of the tips, the first tip is start with what we're talking about today, about society, regulations, and that kind of stuff. So look around and see what society is telling us what bodies are supposed to look like. Again, not because I'm telling you to fit in, not because I'm telling you to rebel, but why I'm asking you to do this, because I get it may confuse you. It's like, well, why should I care? Because of that attitude, because of that intense, fierce reaction, why should I care? Well, then if you have that much of an intensity of reaction, you're caring. Again, it's about the energy, not about the words. So you are caring if you say that. And so look around at what society is telling us how bodies are supposed to look like right now. So you can acknowledge that the energy is there. So you can acknowledge that those projections are there, and that you could be resisting it, you could be aligning with it, or something in between. So it's just about to acknowledge, oh, this is what society is telling me right now. Okay, it's out there. I see it. It's just about to get you to see it so you're not ignoring it. And you can ask things like, hey, does that work for you? Does your body desire to look that way? Some of you are going to get, kind of, maybe a little. And some of you are going to get something different. And here's the fun thing, okay? What's interesting about this whole thing is, you know, I've done some broad things here, like, oh, Renaissance and whatever, because it's history. We focus on different areas. But if you just look around now, you know, I know that people listen to me all over the world. And it is amazing how every culture in their individual times have bodies that look different. So depending on what country you're living in, you may get different information. Like one of my favorite things is I used to do a lot of classes in the Netherlands, and they have the stereotype there that they're very tall. I am not. I am not very tall. I am 5'2" on a good day. Okay. I am not a very tall woman. And somewhere on my Facebook and Instagram, like somewhere in the past, like 2019 posts, I think, I have a photo of, I was in the bathroom. Don't worry, it's a clean photo. But I had a photo of the bottom of the mirror hitting me right below my nose. And so all I could see was like from my nose up to my eyes, because that's how high the mirror was, because of the stereotypical that they're tall. Again, stereotypical, not 100%. But I'm like, I need a ladder to see in the bathroom mirror. It was hilarious, okay? But that's what I'm saying. And so that's one of the reasons we really need to look at these energies. It's not just like, who cares what society says? Well, like I said, if you're resisting that much, you do care what society says. So look around what we're supposed to look like right now, and does it work for you? Does your body desire that? Okay. And another thing, in all of these questions are about help you get clarity. That's what all of this is about. So that when you do communicate with your body, you have clear communication. What a concept. Another part of this is, what does your family say your body should look like? Oh boy, this is a big one, my friends. Okay, there's the theory that we look like each other so that we can fit in, so we can survive, and all that kind of stuff, right? And there's also all that science out there that tells us that we are subject to our genes, not J-E-A-N-S. It's not the pants, but genes, G-E-N-E-S, or DNA, right? That we only can create our bodies from the DNA that we have. And that is so not true. That is so not true. Just like people who are adopted, who look like their adoptive parents. Hello, talk about changing your body to fit in right there. Okay. And so, but what does your family say your body should look like? Now, my family says my body should be short. Guess what? Most of us are. Okay. I am the tallest girl in my family. At 5'2", I'm the tallest girl in my family. And so our family says that we should have short people. And for the most part, we do. But what's interesting, I have one nephew who came in and went, I don't want to be short. And dang it, if he isn't actually tall. His mom isn't that tall. His dad isn't that tall. But he's like, you know what? I want to be taller. He created it in a way so he is taller. It's a beautiful thing. He's like a giant in our household. It's amazing. Okay. So we are not necessarily subject to our genes. Science tells us that it's not true. Quantum physics tells us we're not. So pay attention to the quantum physics of it. Okay. But what does your family say your body should look like? Because how often do we make ourselves subject to the way our bodies look? because we think we only have our family DNA to draw from, or to make sure that our family knows we're with them. My brother-in-law is going through a bunch of old family photos. And so every Sunday I go over there for dinner, and every Sunday he has a stack of photos of like, hey, do you recognize this person, this person, this person? And a lot of it is my mom and her brothers and parents is, you know, kids and that kind of stuff. Not the parents of kids, but, you know, that family. And it's amazing to see all these photos of my mom as a younger. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks like my niece. Oh my gosh, that looks like my sister. Oh my gosh, that looks like me. And so it's like, who says genes are the only thing responsible for that? What if we went, I want to look like my mom. And so we look like our moms. Or I don't want to look like my mom, so we look like our moms. And here's the thing. One of the things that really makes us subject to how our family looks and is creating our body is the hatred of it. Okay, stick with me for a minute. Because if we sit there and go, ugh, I hate that we have these thick thighs or thick ankles, right? We have thick ankles in my family. Ah, quote unquote, thick ankles. As a kid, I'm like, I hate thick ankles. I can't believe it. I hate this. Guess what I created from that hatred? I created thick ankles for a very long time. I even had some man I was dating one time. He's like, I love your thick legs. I'm like, shut up. Because I didn't like him. He did. Yay. But I didn't. But I created it from that hatred. Okay. So again, it's that resisting or reacting or aligning and agreeing. So take a look at that. What does your family say your body should look like? All right. And one of the other things is bodies can morph. And it's so much more than gaining or losing weight. Okay. Play with me for a minute here. Any of you know that actor Benedict Cumberbatch? Okay. I first saw him in the BBC series Sherlock. I watched it because I love Sherlock Holmes. I love the stories as a kid. And I'm like, a modern day Sherlock Holmes. We'll see if this works. I don't know. And in the first season of Sherlock, Benedict Cumberbatch, who a lot of you will know now, was very thin and lanky and gangly. And he really wasn't that attractive. I mean, he wasn't ugly. But he wasn't like, you know, the Hollywood dreamboat of like, oh my gosh, he's so attractive, right? He was different than that. But what was interesting, and I watched a documentary that actually stated this outright, which I thought was hilarious, that as the seasons went on, because they did like four seasons, series, sorry, as they're called in England, they did four series. And as those series went on, he started looking more and more attractive. Why? Why was his body shifting and changing? What was changing the energy even about it? Well, I love that this one producer came out and said, well, you can obviously tell that, you know, fame works to help you look better. And he was just really acknowledging, because how many people at that time when Sherlock, it bloomed, it went huge, right? It was this huge thing, even in across the pond in the U.S., and everybody started going, oh my gosh, Benedict Cumberbatch, he's so cute. And so he started receiving all of these projections of energy of like, you're cute, you're desirable, you're all this kind of stuff. And so he started going, oh, maybe I'm not gangly and ugly. If all these people are thinking that I look good, maybe I do look good, right? And so he started receiving these adoration vibes. And yeah, he started pampering his body more. He's like, well, yeah, I take a little bit better care of myself. Because it was interesting, the more that people were projecting his body should be adored, the more he adored his body. And he started pampering it a little more. And now he's this freaking adorable, like, handsome, like one of my nieces. Oh my gosh, she has the hots for this guy so bad. She even knew, she's like, he has little flecks of gold in his eyes. I'm like, oh my gosh, I never noticed that, but she did, right? And so what I'm saying is, with these energies, bodies morph. As he changes point of view, as he changes the energy with his body, as he was receiving all these different energies, his body morphed. He's still definitely Benedict Cumberbatch, but he's not that gangly, you know, like awkward person. He's this very self-confident, very handsome man. And so I do find that interesting, but it's a great example, I think, that we saw right in front of us of how your point of view and communication with your body and the energies involved can morph and shift it into completely something different. Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's still dark hair, curly, and all that kind of stuff, but he definitely looks better. And it's not just because he's older, you know, and all that kind of, he has more money. No. It's because the energy shifted and changed. His point of view changed, and then he communicated that to his body. All right, so I have more coming. We're going to go to our next commercial break. And just as a reminder, if you're curious about something, if you're wondering about something, I guarantee I'm curious and wondering about it too, and then so are other people. So if you have a show suggestion, that's interesting, say that phrase a lot, show suggestion, please do reach out at hello@donielle.com, DONNIELLE.com, and let me know your suggestion. I would love to hear, because it is time, my friends, for us to explore this amazing world together. All right, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Donielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Donielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Donielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@donielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. And today we're exploring what century have you created your body for? And really, it's just about getting the clarity and the communication clear of what you and your body would like to create your body as. Okay, so I'm going through tips and suggestions for you to get clarity. So one of the ones, since we're talking about the centuries and stuff, is clear all the places with whatever energetic tools you like where you keep saying or thinking that other life was better, or it would be great to live in that century, or isn't life was better then, or whatever it is. Because as you're talking about that, you can actually give instructions to your body to look like that other century. Okay, so start clearing all those places. So you may still create it like that, but at least you'll have the doing it from action instead of reaction. Okay. The next one, claim your body. What do I mean by claim your body? You're like, hello, I walk around with it all day. Isn't it mine? You'd be surprised how many of us have never claimed ownership of our body. You know, and, you know, comedians have said, hey, I brought you into this world, I can take you out, for parents, like as a parent. So how many of us think that our bodies belong to parents or somebody else? You know, it's like that stereotypical little kid where they walk up and like, oh yeah, smooch on your face, right? And they lick their thumb and they just start doing, you know, trying to clean your face. And then you have no say in that. You're like, and from this kind of stuff, we learn that we don't own our body, somebody else does. So claiming our body, warts and all. It is amazing how that shifts and changes the energy and actually allows you to create the body that you're desiring and that you would enjoy, because you're like, oh, I don't have to get somebody else's approval for this. Oh, I can just do it because it's my body. It is your body, my friend. You created it with your consciousness, your communion, right from the second your parents got together and went boom and had that magic of reproduction and you started creating your body. They may have had a hand in it, but trust me, you're part of that. Your parent, you claimed that body, okay? So, and then one of the things you want to do is after you're doing all this, you get the clarity. Outside of the culture or norm, ask your body what it desires to look like. And then look at what your influences are to it. Because here's the thing. I've taught for years, ask your body what it desires to look like, decades at this point. And a lot of people think that they have to just then go with like, oh, my body says this. It's not to give your body responsibility of it all. Because like I just said, claim your body. It's your body. You are creating it. You're co-creating it with your body. So when you ask your body, body, what would you like to look like? You can also be like, and hey, can we look kind of like this? Hey, can we have some of this stuff? What about this? As long as you're doing it with no judgment, no solidification points of view. And if you want to have me do a whole show on like actually talking to your body and asking what it would like to look like and go from there, let me know. Hello@Danielle.com. I'd love to know if you want to hear more about that. But it's a co-creation. So ask your body what it would like to look like. And then what are your desires for it? What would you like it to look like? And then have that communication, have that conversation, and co-create it together. Because your body will give you what you're asking for, so you need to be clear what you're asking for. You'll hear me say that again and again and again. It is just a universal truth, okay? And then body, what is it required to look like that? Or celebrate that you do look like that. Because hopefully some of you are on the other side of this are going to be like, oh, I look exactly like what I want to look like. Cool. And especially if you're doing it from choice and space instead of reaction and no choice. Okay. And then get the energy of it. Get the energy of what that kind of body would look like and just play with it. Ways to play with it. Pamper your body. Celebrate your body. And listen to your body. Suddenly I'm Italian, right? Listen to your, those of you who are just listening, I'm gesturing with my hands a lot. But listen to your body. Listen to your body. It gives you so much information, not just about what it wants to look like, but the whole world around you, okay? So hopefully, my friends, you're beginning to see that our bodies are not as solid as we have made them be. That we actually have more choice and more fluidity than we've ever known. We are more than what our bodies look like, 100%. I am a fierce advocate for body image and the disillusion of all of that. Our bodies are also a physical manifestation of us. We've created our bodies to enjoy this reality. As my sweet mama used to say, what would you miss in this reality if you didn't have a body? A lot, so much. So while we have a body, why should we not enjoy it, right? And it's not about trying to make our bodies look like and judge it correctly, like, oh, it has to look like this to fit in or not fit in. It's just about enjoying your body, creating a body of space, of fun, of light, of ease, whatever that is for you. I like being short. Other people like being tall. I like being curvy. No matter what weight I am curvy, because that's just something me and my body likes. So what works for you? Get that clarity. Listen to the show. Use the tips. What actually works for you and your body to look like? It's not about looking right. It's not about getting us to fit in. But it is 100% about enjoying the physical manifestation of us, which is our bodies in this reality. All right, my friends, next week, I'm really excited for this one, The Truth and Lies of Hope. We're going to explore what is the truth and what are the lies of hope. Because as I've been delving into this concept of hope recently, as the world is getting stranger and stranger, I've really been discovering that there is some really exciting things about hope, and there's also some traps about hope. So we're going to explore that next week and get clear of that so we have the, what is hope? The truths and the lies of it. Tune in next week to learn more about that. All right, my friends, again, if you have a show suggestion, please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. I would love to hear from you. And until then, please enjoy your body because it's enjoying you. Have a fun week, a magical week. And be back next week, because guess what? I will be. So I hope you are too. And find us on any platform, because the Exploration Wonder is there. And I am so grateful for this hour of exploring the world with you. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.